How Not to Sail, brought to you by our awesome Patreon patrons and Latitudes and Attitudes magazine. And there's some important info coming up on our end of season one party, so stay tuned. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a podcast. If this is your first visit, I highly encourage you to start with episode one. But who am I to tell you what to do? As I wake up on March 1st, 2019, episode one of the How Not to Sail podcast is now a reality.
I ruined thousands of lives with that magazine, I can tell you, because all we did was talk story about...
I'm not sure what I'm going to do for an encore, but for now, it's off the boat and up to the inn at Cabbage Key for, you guessed it, the island breakfast.
Morning. How you doing?
All right. How was your Wi-Fi?
And to start pimping out the podcast, as the Admiral would say, on Facebook and Instagram. I've also been keeping a blog of the whole trip on hownottosail.com. But don't peek. You don't want to spoil your supper. I sit in the screened-in porch and look out over Pine Island Sound with a mug of fresh-brewed coffee in my hand, brewed by someone besides me, no less, and not made from freeze-dried crystals. I have to post the experience on Instagram, otherwise it didn't really happen, right? I tell myself it's for promotion, and it is. But am I here to be a slave to the internet? Is this podcast a helpful or maybe humorous guide for hopeful sailors? Or something that will take me further and further from being in the moment? Or both? That's the conundrum I keep running into. What draws me to sailing, or really cruising, is the whole zen of it, the whole being in the moment. And I hope I'm sharing that with you. Of course, all the recording and writing and voiceover and editing of my experience takes me almost completely away from the moment. So which is it? Which moments do I want to lose to preserve which other moments? As Thomas Sowell said, there are no solutions, there are only trade-offs. Maybe I'm being too dramatic, but as I make my goodbyes to Mark and Marlene and Tracy at the gift shop and my old friend Jeff, who's today's dockmaster,
Bradford, I'll be out there.
I get that remarkable sense of lightness that I always get when casting off. Well, lightness combined with nerves, because I've become something of an expert in how not to sail by now, and you never know what how not to sail precept I'm about to accidentally demonstrate.
See y'all fellas later.
But there's always a sense of adventure when casting off. JC Sails doesn't bob around like a bass boat. She's slow and deliberate, a promise of how much damage 9 tons can do if applied to the wrong object. Out on the ocean, her white and gray cabin top slicing the horizon reminds me of nothing so much as some kind of escape pod from a space movie. I'm proud of her. I love to walk around the side deck and stand on the cabin top. She seems so solid. It always makes me think of my first trip south to Marathon, which was also my first trip, period. It was just after dawn. I'd been taking catnaps all night after playing dodgeball with several large thunderstorms and finding a use for my radar. The sun was rising to my left over the Everglades. I was motoring in a flat calm over a mirror, in the middle of nowhere, south of Marco, north of the Keys. I went forward midships on the starboard side, wrapped each arm around a shroud, unzipped my pants, and... maybe it's a guy thing, but that still stands out as one of the most beautiful moments in my cruising career. But today I'm not headed south. I'm headed north up the ICW from Cabbage Key towards Boca Grande. When the Admiral's with me, we will typically have sprung for some little bottles of champagne from Cabbage Key to make mimosas. This is one of the Admiral's self-appointed duties when heading north from Cabbage Key, usually in the winter in a cold north wind. She'll peer up at me from the companionway steps inside the relatively warm cabin and ask,
"You good? Need a mimosa?"
The answer is always affirmative. Today, it's warm and sunny, and I don't have a mimosa, as far as you know. I head up Pine Island Sound, my Blackbeard flag flying, waving goodbye to Cabbage Key, and motor sailing into Charlotte Harbor. Charlotte Harbor is the largest harbor south of Tampa Bay. It goes all the way from the entrance channel between Boca Grande and Cayo Costa, 12 miles northeast to the Peace River. I remember the second time I came into Charlotte Harbor well, because that's when I discovered a very important how-not-to-sail principle. I was northbound from that first trip to the Keys and coming into Boca Grande entrance channel at night. And as I recall, I may or may not have run out of fuel. So I was actually sailing. You know how you hear these cruising types talk about not going into a strange harbor at night? Turns out there's a good reason for that. On this particular evening, it's kind of breezy, so we're sailing on our ear in some choppy water on a dark night, and I'm looking at my chart. I'm trying to figure out where we are relative to the channel markers I see on the chart. Actually, they're not markers exactly. They're large buoys chained to the seafloor. When I say large, I mean they're a good 10 or 12 feet tall and might weigh a ton. And for some reason, I can't quite be certain which ones I'm near. I can see a few of them lit up in the distance, but the arrangement doesn't jive with my chart. Suddenly, a pucker factor moment, as Ron White might say. As I sail within just a few feet of one of those buoys. That would have left a mark. Fortunately, sometimes I'm not a slow learner, and I made it into a very choppy Charlotte Harbor. And by choppy, I mean 4 to 5 foot steep waves as I got into the harbor. I turned back south into the ICW and finally dropped the hook off Yuseppa Island, just across from Cabbage Key, where I'd end up taking a water taxi over to Pine Island the next day to put some diesel in the fuel jug. But that's another story. But speaking of how not to sail, here's something you definitely need to write down. We're having a special end of season one party on January 9th, and you're invited. It'll be virtual, of course, so you'll have to bring your own beverage. But we'll have some special guests from Season 1, a drawing for some cool prizes, a trivia contest, music from someone you'll recognize, and for our Patreon patrons, you know I wouldn't forget about you, we're going to have some special perks for our Patreon patrons at all levels. Stay tuned on that. All you need to do is go to the show notes to RSVP, so that's hownottosail.com/18. All the cool kids will be there, so don't miss out. So where were we at? Ah yes, Charlotte Harbor. Outbound from Cabbage Key to the Gulf, and from there, back toward the barn. This day it's sunny and 75 degrees, and I'm not almost running into channel buoys. In fact, I'm not really dealing with them at all, since I'm taking the Swash Channel, which may or may not exist next to Boca Grande, and which I am not recommending you try without local knowledge. We pass so close to the concrete ruins of the old pier that a couple of the pelicans stop preening to look at me. Pelicans always remind me of Daisy these days. The Admiral says the same. They're all hup-de-doo and as graceless on the ground as they are graceful in flight. We had Daisy and Ginger on the boat together about once. That was when J.C. Sales was still on Lake Lanier and still named Bon's Voyage. Daisy and Ginger were sisters. And they might get along outside in the yard, but put them in a confined area, like a boat, and we had to keep a sharp eye on them so as not to have an unexpected trip to the vet. Strangely, Daisy, who could barely keep her long legs under control on the wooden floor at home, seemed to enjoy walking laps around the side deck and foredeck while we were in the slip. She was less enthused when I took her out sailing in a 4-6 rain and sleet storm. Ginger, true to her nervous nature, wasn't sure about this boat thing at all, or why it kept moving. In the cockpit, she'd immediately be underfoot. Assisted down into the cabin, she'd tremble and point from the settee. And if Daisy came near, she'd bare her teeth and growl in a way that led us to nickname her Taz, as in Tasmanian Devil. By the time we got JC Sails to the ocean, we decided Daisy and Ginger were too old. It was too hard for us to manage both of them, let alone leave one at home, and they were likely just to be a hazard to us or themselves. I'm glad we gave them a chance to experience the thrill of sailing that winter of 2012, but on the whole, they probably wouldn't be sad to have missed sailing on the Gulf. I'm not sure if any animals other than dogs and Tasmanian devils remind me of Ginger, but it's hard for me or the Admiral to see a pelican waddling about on its perch without thinking of Daisy. I get within probably 30 feet of the pelicans on the pier at Boca Grande. They're not impressed, but the folks on the beach seem to wonder what the hell I'm doing. I slide through the swash channel with just a couple of feet of water below the keel, and finally, after another half mile or so, I'm safely out in the Gulf. 15-foot depth, but watch for wrecks and fish havens on the chart. The west side of Florida is shallow for a long ways. I'm trying to decide whether to stop overnight in Venice or whether to press on.
So it's March 1st. I'm out here in the Gulf of Mexico. I was going to drop the hook in front of Venice back there, but now I'm headed nonstop for Gulfport, Florida, and my ETA is about midnight.
I'm making good time, and I'm ready to get back to port and figure out what the hell is going to come after episode one. I've already kind of figured out that I have to wear a lot of hats to produce a podcast, and with episode one finally birthed, I'm into the social media promotion. Motor sailing north near Inglewood with Otto the Auto Helm driving, I decided to do an Instagram live broadcast while walking around the boat.
Just thinking this is the most peaceful 6.3 knots I've done in a while motor sailing.
We finally got far enough north that I have to put on a sweater again. It's another 6 hours from Venice back to Gulfport, past Sarasota, hidden behind Longboat Key, past Anna Maria Island, across Tampa Bay behind Egmont Key, and the last little hop in the Gulf until we come in at North Channel, past Pasagril, and across Boca Ciega Bay to Gulfport. But around 10:15 in the evening, I pass under the bridge known as Structure C.
All right, we're in Boca Ciega Bay, just about a mile or so from the marina entrance. Try not to do anything stupid now. It really sucked to hit a crab pot here in the bay after almost 700 miles, so keeping an eye open.
There aren't many crab pots in Boca Ciega Bay, other than the three of them that some put right in the marina entrance channel, which miraculously disappeared after a little while. I managed not to run over anything in the bay and pick up the range lights for the marina entrance.
It's two lights that are placed one behind and taller than the other one, so when they line up, you know you're on the final approach. All right, range lights in line.
Finally, the marina entrance markers, recently upgraded.
Dennis's new big markers 1 and 2. Love it.
And so, a month after I untied my dock lines in Gulfport to go on this crazy trip, it's time to tie them up again. Well, almost.
Well, at least you didn't f*** up all my lines or anything.
It seems our buddy Captain Pete has done some redecorating. But that's okay. I think I just figured out what to do for episode 2. Big thanks to Maxi Freeney for the Edison, Mixon, and General Patience on this episode. Thanks to Latitudes and Attitudes and our awesome Patreon patrons. Don't forget to go to hownottosail.com/18 and RSVP for that end-of-season party. We're going to have some great guests, some great giveaways, and I wouldn't forget my patrons. I got something special up my sleeve for patrons at each level. I sure do appreciate you. You can become a Patreon patron and support How Not to Sail for as little as $3 a month at hownottosail.com/Patreon. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Or just go to hownottosail.com and look for that little menu thing that says Patreon. Thank you so much for listening. Please keep the kind reviews coming. And I'll see you next time on How Not to Sail. Screwing up is part of cruising. Let me show you how.
You good? Need a mimosa?